Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. It's your boy Arthur here where Arthur talks about, and I like to talk about something that I love. Actually, I like to review something that I love real quick. Just give me a couple of minutes. And it's the night one of WrestleMania. WWE's WrestleMania 37 happened this weekend. It's April 9 and April 10, Saturday and Sunday. I'm a huge WWE and wrestling fan, so I had to watch this, and I'm going to give you my review. Shout out to all the wrestling fans out there and WWE fans. So here we go. The first opening match was Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE champion. It was a great match. Great muscly guy on guy action. I know that sounds weird, but it was amazing. I thought I loved that. It was a little bit slow pacing, but these guys know how to keep you entertained with, you know, huge hits and huge defenses. And Drew McIntyre, you know, huge slams and stuff like that. Drew McIntyre giving a couple of kickouts from Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre himself. Did not like the ending because I was looking forward to Drew McIntyre getting his big win in front of a live crowd, since it's been close to more than a year, or about a year, since we had a live crowd in the WWE. And I was really looking forward for people to have a pop at the beginning of the show, but I don't mind either Bobby Lashley winning, because Bobby Lashley remaining as WWE champion makes him look like he's still a beast and that he is deserving of such title, because it looks like a beast. A lot of beasts had that championship, so it looks like a beast. It makes him look like a beast. It doesn't make I don't think it makes Drew McIntyre look any weaker. It's just that lock that he put Drew McIntyre in seems like it's been undefeated. So I mean, Bobby Lashley was just doing his job. He just did it, he won it, and I don't see another bad or good. So it's just we'll see what happens with after WrestleMania with his reign of Bobby Lashley. Let's hop into the second match, which I did not watch a lot. I haven't gone back to watch it, but I have a lot of things. A shout out Mandy Rose, because she took a fall. So the second match is the tag team turmoil to qualify the women's tag team for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. So the tag teams are Lana, Naomi, Mandy Rose, Dana, Natalya, Tamina, Nobody's Meaner, Carmella, and Billie Kay. First, I gotta say, I miss the Iconics, and Billie Kay is just straight up comedy gold. She's just great. She should honestly embrace this persona of people just mimicking people and how she entered first and like missed a couple of minutes to cover up Carmella. It was just hilarious. Love that. I didn't really keep up with that. I really don't plan on going back and watching this match. It was a very randomish match that it was just let's get to this. Is a match that just for people to get a drink or whatever, or just people just not to get up from the show and just go do something or something. And it was just like, watch this, here's we're trying to put as many women from our division as we can into this. So it was a nice match. Seems like the heels won. Tamina and Natalya won the match and qualified for night two phase. Shayna and Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. So it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Okay. So let's see. The next match that we have was Cesaro and Seth Rollins, which I gotta say was a golden match to me. It was really good. Cesaro pushed him to the moon, just like Bobby Lashley. And Seth Rollins, you know, he stays great. I feel like him losing doesn't really affect his character, because I feel like since he's turned heel, he's getting this persona of losing a lot, and especially at WrestleMania. So when he's heel, he loses at WrestleMania. When he's face, he'll win at WrestleMania. So in between, it's kind of different, in between pay-per-views and the Big Four and whatnot. So, love everything about it. Love Cesaro's spinning move. That was amazing. To me, it was 23. A lot of people saying 20. A lot of people saying 19, 22, 21. To me, I was counting along with the people, and I thought it was 23. I honestly thought it was 23. So, people saying 21, 19. It was a lot of spins, okay, people? It was a lot of spins. Either way, it was great. It was fun match. It was good with great spots match, you know, when Cesaro hit that shoulder whenever he jumped off the top rope. Well, I don't know what he was doing. I don't remember he was jumping off the rope or jumping off the top rope, Seth Rollins, and then he hit him with that shoulder. I'm sorry, I just made that sound. Hit him with that shoulder and he got him down, and then you know, did the spinning things, couple things. It was hard hitting. I loved everything. It was a great match. Great match. Okay, so fourth, something I did not expect that I was gonna like. The fourth match here, I did not expect that I was gonna like, is Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon, and it was way better than I expected. I love how they made Braun Strowman look like a monster, even though he's kind of always looked like a monster, but they don't let him be a monster as much as we would like him to look like a monster, to be a monster. So I think it was good. I love the way that he broke the cage. I love Shane McMahon always taking huge high bumps and you know, not caring about his life. This wasn't as crazy as other bumps that he has took, because it was in the ring, and I feel like it wasn't as hard as other bumps that he has taken in the past. But still, enjoyable match, you know, overall. Let's jump into the next one. The fifth match we got up in here is Damian Priest, Daniel Bryan versus The Miz and Morrison, which I would say congrats and props, and, you know, congrats and kudos to, you know, Bad Bunny, because I was not expecting Bad Bunny to actually do that good, to actually be a, you know, be able to do all these wrestling moves. Usually when celebrities come into WWE or into the world of wrestling, they have a mediocre approach into the wrestling. They either don't know a lot of moves, they get carried by the wrestlers, and they just get, you know, the wrestlers have to do the most work, and they have to do the best that they can to make the artist or the famous person look good. In Bad Bunny's case, it was very different. He knew he was a fan since the very beginning. He knew the business, he knew the work, he knew the craft, he knew how to do the moves, he knew the pacing of selling and the pacing of a match, the art of selling, and I think he did great. Bad Bunny, congrats, buddy. Congrats, bro. Like, Latinos out here standing together. You represent Latinos, so I love you, Bad Bunny. You out here doing your thing. Miz and Morrison, one of my favorite heels of all times. I don't care what anybody says. Miz is one of my favorite heels of all time. I don't care. But I think it was a great match. I think it was amazing what Bad Bunny did. And I don't think we'll see if any other famous person can top this in WWE in the future. We'll see. WrestleMania Texas. You know, let's get Danny DeVito up in there or something. I don't know, something crazy. Okay. So let's jump into the last but not least, the main event. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Champion. That's what I'm talking about. And beautiful match. Great. Not even great. It's just amazing. Women's main event, the beginning of WrestleMania weekend, and ending the night on a banger of a match on with two amazing superstars, amazing wrestlers with indie backgrounds that it's unbelievable. And just these girls, these women have, you know, came in and gave it all, and it was amazing to see the combination of, you know, this feud. And it was a little trashy, the feud, I ain't gonna lie, with the whole Carmella and and you know a little bit of that Nia Jax with the whole tag team championship feud, whatever that, and that, I hope, I'm glad that that got out of the way. Honestly, it was the most exciting I've been for a main event, and you know, for these two main events for night one and night two. But this main event means a lot because it's women's main eventing, you know, in a singles match. Amazing, Bianca and Shayna ba and for whew, Bianca and Sasha Banks did an amazing job, had a beautiful, beautiful match, and Sasha played the heel perfectly. The emotions that Bianca was giving were you just felt it because it was just so great, the emotions she was giving when everything that she was doing, from all the moves on the high risk it was taking. You know, she is the strongest woman to me in WWE. And Shayna Baszler looked like a beast. I think she is a beast. Okay? She is a beast. Okay? She lift up Sasha Banks and walked up the steps with her, lifting her up like she was a weight. Okay? Like a dumbbell or something like that. Like two dumbbells. She was just carrying them like two dumbbells lift up. Okay? You can just imagine that. And how great this and how strong Bianca Belair is, okay? And these two women are should be appreciated, and they should have a feud at least lasting all year, just going ham and Hell in a Cell, going ham and Extreme Rules, going ham and Money in the Bank, and have, and I hope that Money in the Bank doesn't bring something odd into the feud of a feud, or they hopefully they don't make a feud that's a waste of time for Bianca. Okay, so let's see what they do. A beautiful match, great match, enjoyable, more than enjoyable. I love that we had live crowd, and for them it was most amazing because they had a live crowd, and Bianca had big moment. Everybody, every single one of these wrestlers had their big moment because of this live crowd. Okay, thank you to all the live crowd. Thank you to all the wrestlers. And yeah, so overall, this night was great. Night one of WrestleMania 37, it's in the books. This night was great from I would say from top to bottom. You know, the tag team turmoil lacked a little bit. And was not expecting, was out what I was expecting from Bad Bunny, but overall it was a good night for watching wrestling. Okay, so yeah, very enjoyable, very lovely. That is in my review for night one of WrestleMania 37. Stay tuned for night two of WrestleMania 37. It'll be coming soon. Thank you, and take care. Stay safe. And I'll see you soon.